Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information, which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And I would like to welcome back a fellow member of the HCM Cloud Center of Excellence team and a frequent guest on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, Floyd Teeter, Senior Director, Technical Solutions here at Oracle. Floyd has been with Oracle for over 6 years and has been working with Oracle applications and products for over 30 years. He's an Oracle ACE Director alumni, the former VP of the Oracle Applications User Group, and he has also once been designated by Forbes as one of the 50 Twitter feeds all Oracle customers should follow. Currently, Floyd is responsible for helping customers with their responsive user experience implementations. Floyd, it's great to have you back on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Many thanks for making time to come back on the show today.
Oh, Frank, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the chance to come back and update everyone on what's happening with responsive UX. This is cool. Thank you.
Great. So the topic of our discussion on HCM Cloud Talk Radio is the responsive user experience. So, Floyd, let's start with branding. Newsfeed user experience, responsive user experience. What is Oracle calling the mobile responsive HCM Cloud user experience at the present time?
Timely question, Frank. We've recently rebranded, so let's get into the details and why we did it. The overall name that we should be using is responsive user experience or responsive UX. Now, that's a recent change from the newsfeed user experience or newsfeed UX, and we changed for a very simple reason. The homepage layout that we recommend for responsive user experience is called the newsfeed homepage layout. So when we talk about newsfeed, there was a lot of confusion between the homepage layout, the overall user experience. So we changed the branding for the overall user experience to avoid that confusion. So it's responsive user experience, and the newsfeed homepage layout is part of responsive UX. So when you take that newsfeed homepage layout, add the redesigned self-service pages, the combination of the two give you responsive UX, a user experience that responds to the device that you're using.
Well, thanks, and that really helps clarify things. It makes a lot of sense, so thanks for clarifying that, Floyd. Can you give us an idea about the level of customer adoption for responsive UX at the moment?
You know, I can provide some general figures, Frank. As we sit here, a little over half of all HCM Cloud customers have either switched to responsive UX or are in the process of doing so as we speak. And we expect even more customers to make the switch over the first half of the new calendar year as the release of the 20B update gets closer.
Okay, great. That it's good to hear that we're halfway there, and it sounds like we're making progress there. So good progress. So can you clarify what's critical about 20B?
Sure can. Sure. First, a little context. Our mutual boss, John Cafala, really came up with a great analogy. Responsive UX is not rolling out as a wave, but it's more like a quilt. Some squares, that is some of the business processes or some of the features, are already included in the responsive UX quilt. Some others will be sewn in as the squares become available. Many of the squares available by 20B, but others, like person management, won't be ready by then. So we've got an incomplete quilt when 20B comes. So that's the context. Now, as of update 20B, we will decommission the classic simplified UI for all HCM Cloud customers. In plain English, what that means is we'll no longer fix any issues in the classic UI if the same business process or function can be accomplished in the responsive UX. In other words, if the square is sewn into the responsive UX quilt, then we won't resolve the issues in classic simplified UI any longer. Customers continuing to use classic UI in 20B do so at their own risk with no support from Oracle. So we're strongly recommending that all customers move to responsive UX prior to taking the 20D update, which will roll out in the May, June, July timeframe, depending on which way the customer is in. To be honest, I kind of scratch my head a little bit. I kind of wonder about customers who haven't at least started the move to responsive UX by now. I kind of wonder what they're waiting for.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, so what are your thoughts about customers who haven't yet switched to the responsive UX?
Setting aside the idea that they're lagging behind Oracle strategic direction, I kind of wonder why they're choosing to miss out on the benefits of responsive UX. One example, nobody works a 9-to-5 job anymore. We need all the time we can get to finish our jobs. The lines between personal life and professional life have gotten pretty fuzzy. And the ability to work anywhere, at any time, on any device, think about that. The ability to approve performance reviews, check your pay stub, promote someone, say on your phone while riding the commuter train or the subway heading home from work. Just think about what it does for your personal life to be done with the day's work when you arrive at home, or the benefits of increased user engagement. We're getting reports back from customers about productivity increases because employees are doing more for themselves because of that emphasis on self-service and responsive UX. We're seeing that not only because of that emphasis on self-service, but also because of the ease of navigation. It's intuitive. And you're choosing to delay getting those benefits for your company? I have to wonder why somebody would make that choice.
Very interesting thoughts, Floyd, and I would agree. Responsive UX is available today, and customers should be moving over to get the benefits of the responsive UX. I'm sure they'll continue to uptake that and be ready for the 20B update. Thanks for your thoughts on that, Floyd. So what would you say are the biggest challenges in moving to responsive UX?
You know, I typically see two, and one's behavioral and one's technical. The behavioral challenge, without diving deep into psychoanalysis here, the behavioral challenge is fear of change. Customers worry about how the change will go over with their users. Now, I find this one pretty interesting because some of the customers who most feared switching to responsive UX, after they make the switch, there are most active customer advocates for making the switch. Not only are their customers loving the new look and feel, but the streamlined self-service approach makes those users feel more empowered. They can do more for themselves. And because responsive UX is so intuitive to use, customers are finding they can downsize their training materials and their training efforts, especially in regards to navigation and getting through a business process. So bottom line is, customers are finding that the fear of change really doesn't have much basis in fact. Moving to the technical challenge now, it's the lack of maintenance for customer security roles that gives us our biggest challenges. Responsive UX includes a few new security privileges, all of which are provisioned to the Oracle seated security roles. But customers must analyze and provision those new security privileges to their own custom security roles, and many have not kept up on that maintenance. Even for the new security privileges that have nothing to do with responsive UX. So now they're taking up responsive UX. They're finding issues rooted in the failure to add recent new security privileges to their custom roles. In fact, I'm currently working with several customers who have backlogs on new security privileges that date back to update 17D. That's right. Their custom security roles have not been updated with new security privileges since 17C or earlier. I just can't go back any further than 17C. So we're talking over 2 years here. So I can't overemphasize this point for customers using custom security roles. Number one, it's that customer's responsibility to keep their custom security roles up to date. Number two, we provide instructions for updating custom security roles. And you can find those in appendices A and B of my Oracle support document ID 202-3523.1. It's called Upgrading Application Security in Oracle HCM Cloud. Three, if you need to review how HCM Cloud Application Security works, in 19B, please review the Oracle white paper, Oracle Human Capital Management Cloud, Securing HCM in 19B. So to sum up, don't be afraid of the change. It's a good thing. And keep your custom security roles current. Those are the two big challenges, Frank.
Great, Floyd. And thank you for going through all that and making awareness to the custom security role information, because I think that's extremely important. And I agree with you. There is a fear of change. And I think once customers get over that, they'll really enjoy the responsive UX. So let's say once the customers do overcome their fear of change and their custom security roles and they're all up to date, where can they get instructions on switching to responsive UX?
The very best place is my Oracle support document ID 239-9671.1. It's called HCM Responsive User Experience Setup Information, Profile Options, and Displayed Fields. You'll find step-by-step instructions there. It's a great reference doc and includes even more good information than the title indicates. For example, all the security privileges for responsive UX are in there. In addition to that doc, we've been holding a series of responsive UX office hours on Oracle Cloud Customer Connect. We've been doing it every other Monday. Golly, I think I just did episode like 29 or something like that. But we're going to start doing live demonstrations on how you make the switch. We're literally going to sit there and walk through it live, walk you through the steps you need to take to switch from classic simplified UI to responsive UX. So you can see how simple it is. And we're going to increase the rate of those office hours sessions to weekly rather than biweekly. And we'll have that demo going on a regular basis as part of those office hours. So those are probably the two best places. Come join us on Office Hours on Customer Connect and the Oracle support doc ID 239-9671.1.
Excellent advice, Floyd. I think that's a great way for customers to keep in touch with what's going on with responsive UX and where they can get help. But where can customers go if they need additional help, if they have any issues that might pop up during their implementation?
You know, we have four really good options for customers who need help with issues relating to their switch to responsive UX. Number one, post your question to the HR mobile forum on Oracle Cloud Customer Connect. We've got a really good community going there, a highly engaged group of Oracle COE experts, Oracle product managers, Oracle consultants, Oracle support. We've got customers helping each other. We've got partners chipping in. So it's a very active community. It's a good place to post a question. Number two, come to our responsive UX office hours at Customer Connect. We're answering questions on the fly there. Three, you can always submit a service request to Oracle support. And then four, if we've got something really tough, we have a sustaining engineering team dedicated to responsive UX operating out of India. The team's already done some really good work resolving some of the tougher configuration issues customers have encountered or tougher customization issues. So we can get a customer engaged with that team fairly quickly if they've exhausted all their other options and still don't have an answer they can live with. So there's four great places: the HR Mobile Forum, responsive UX office hours, an SR to Oracle support, or let's get you engaged with the sustaining engineering team if all else fails.
And it sounds like there is certainly a lot of opportunities there for customers to get help while they're going through that. So thanks for that guidance, Floyd. So what if customers already made the switch to responsive UX? How can they keep up as new functionality is being introduced, those squares in the quilt? How can they keep up with that?
That's a great analogy, isn't it? they can watch the Oracle Cloud Readiness Watch new docs for each update. That's where we'll introduce new functionality, how to configure it, including the profile options and security privileges, and how to use it. The What's New docs typically come out at least a month before the update becomes available, often earlier. In fact, we've got update 20A that starts to roll out to the first cohort of customers in February of 2020. The 20A docs are already out, so you can see what's coming. That's the very best place to stay in tune. Customers and partners can find those docs on Oracle Cloud Customer Connect.
Great. And yeah, I was just out there the other day and saw the 28 doc. So that was really good. So happy to see that out there. And I'm sure our customers are already out checking them out. So thanks for that information, Floyd. And as always, it's been great talking with you again. Do you have any last parting thoughts that you want to share with our listeners today?
Frank, it's been my pleasure. And parting thoughts. First, responsive UX rocks. If you haven't started the switch yet, you don't know what you're missing. Get on it. Second, if you have questions, you want to see how to make the switch, you want to see how it works, join us for the Responsive UX Office Hours episodes on Oracle Cloud Customer Connect. Again, every Monday after the first of the year, you can come into the HR forum and do a search, and you'll find the schedule for the events. So, again, thanks for having me, Frank. I sure appreciate it. And Responsive UX rocks. Let's get on it.
Thanks, Floyd. And thanks for all the great information and the lively discussion. It was great having you on the show today. And I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from the information you shared with them today about the responsive user experience. And as always, I look forward to having you back on the show in the future for another update on the responsive user experience. So hopefully you'll come back soon. And many thanks again.
Look forward to that. Thank you, Frank.
And if you'd like to learn more about the latest on the responsive user experience, please visit My Oracle Support by going to support.oracle.com and search for the following documentation: Upgrading Application Security in Oracle HCM Cloud, and that's document ID 202-352-3.1, HCM Responsive User Experience Setup Information, Profile Options and Displayed Fields, which Floyd mentioned earlier, and that's document ID 239-967-1.1. You can also check out the PDF document titled Securing HCM for Release 19D, which is located on Oracle's Help Center by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/382Eup-T. This guide explains how to enable user access to HCM functions and data, which is performed during implementation and later as requirements change. So check out this document if you have any questions or need more information on securing HCM in 19D. And another important location to visit is Oracle's Cloud Readiness website, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2OVW i. Here you'll find the HCM Cloud What's New documentation to learn what's new in your cloud service by reviewing expanded discussions of new features, including capability overviews, business benefits, setup considerations, and usage tips. So please visit this important site for more detailed information. Please let us know if you have any questions about our show today, or if you would like to share ideas or for topics you'd like to hear on a future show. You can simply send us an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio @oracle.com with any comments or suggestions. We look forward to hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about the responsive user experience. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Till then, take care.